Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Forever! Dog!
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try East Hampton High. You're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Hampton High. And before I get into my interview today, I just want to talk about something that's been happening in school, per usual. Basically, we are smack dab in the middle of the continued practice of in the cafeteria, there being Meatless Mondays. It's for all of February. I've talked about this before. I'm going to talk about it again. It's still Meatless Mondays for all of fucking February. For all of fucking February. And it makes me so mad because, and I've said this before, it's fine if a vegetarian or a vegan wants to be a vegetarian or vegan. I actually respect that, but don't make me do that just because you can't. You know what I mean? Like, don't impose your Meatless Mondays upon me. And, like, I have one fucking reason why this is the stupidest idea in the world. And that word is bacon. B-A-K-O-N. Bacon. Bacon is, like, the primo food substance on the planet, if not the country. I think the country surpasses planet sometimes. And I think that people need to, like, be able to have bacon whenever they want. And bacon is meat. So, yeah, sure, we don't have bacon on Mondays. We don't even usually have bacon at lunch. But bacon is meat, and Meatless Monday takes out the possibility of bacon. I'm not always looking for... Actually, no, we have had bacon because sometimes it's bacon cheeseburgers. Sometimes it's bacon cheeseburgers with fries. And we can't have that... Oh, can we have a bacon veggie burger? I'd rather a bacon veggie burger than a regular veggie burger because at least you have fucking bacon in it, all right? And so, like, can we just, like, I don't understand why we have to, like, deal with tyrants saying, like, I love bacon. Like, I love bacon. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love bacon. And it's, like, it's amazing. Like, bacon is perfecto. Bacon is, like, coffee. Bacon is, like, you know, for me, bacon's books. You know, like, it is, like, a good thing. And a Meatless Monday is saying you are actually bad for liking bacon. I don't like being told that I'm bad for liking anything. Okay? I always get worked up about this stuff. I think it's because I love tradition. And the idea of Meatless Mondays is beginning a new tradition that I didn't sign off on. And once it becomes a tradition, I have to be for it because I kind of like traditions. And if I have to support Meatless Mondays because it's a tradition, well, I should just shoot myself in the fucking head. We've got a great guest today. This is a sophomore, and I basically know you as, like, the girl who freaks out whenever she has to, like, be near fruit or eat fruit, right? This is Bella Khan, everyone. Bella.
Yeah, what's up? Freak out? That's a bit rude.
I mean, you've caused scenes, I guess.
Fuck you, Hampton. Yeah, I'm a sophomore, but I'm bad.
Okay, I can actually kind of respect that.
No, you used to date my cousin, so I know you pretty good, and I know how to push your buttons.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know.
I'm just messing around.
I didn't realize you remember that, though.
Why not? You used to come over to my cousin's house. I used to go there, too.
Yeah, Shireen.
Yeah, that one summer, whatever.
Yeah. No, I remember it was, yeah, I saw you there. I didn't really want to talk about that, but, like, we can talk about that.
Anyways, that's just how I know you. It was bound to happen.
Yeah. How's she doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, she got into college early.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah. She's going to do art.
That's really?
Yeah.
That's so good. She's, like, really, she's good.
She's doing, like, really good.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
She's, like, really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really cool.
She's, like, killing it.
Yeah.
She's kind of on top of it, yeah.
Yeah. Does she ever, is she, like, She's going to college, so is she, like, you know.
What?
Is she with someone right now or something like that? Or like,
yeah, she dates this other guy now.
Yeah, a senior, I guess, like her, right? Oh, yeah, I guess better. It's better for seniors to date seniors. It's probably bad for, like, a junior to senior. Yeah, like a, yeah. You know, she's a little older than me, so, like, probably shouldn't do that, you know.
Yeah, he's actually in college already.
Oh, so she's dating up rather than dating down. Okay. She always wanted that. But you were talking, but we're not talking about her. We're talking about you.
Yeah.
You don't eat fruit.
Okay, yeah, I don't fuck with fruit. Some people know that about me. Some people ask me about it. I don't eat fruit. I don't like it. It tastes weird. That's about it.
And I'm sorry I said freak out, but because the truth is that you have, like, people will, like, put, like, fruit in your face, and you'll cause a scene, right, and you can't deal with it.
Okay, can you stop bringing that up? Because I don't want that to be a thing.
Okay.
I don't want people to know that or think that about me because yeah. I got a lot of other qualities.
Sure.
For example, did everyone know I'm going to try out for the dance team this year?
No, that's awesome.
Did anyone else know that? No, it's all about how Bella freaks out around fruit. Like, come on.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I'm getting pretty popular this year. People know that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Look, you have a whole life outside of this fruit thing that, like, yeah, is valid and real and powerful. I'm just, like, curious about the fruit thing just because, like, that's the way I know you, you know? And so, like, yeah, we can, like, uncrack this other stuff, but, like, I do want to talk about, because it's so fucking weird to me that, like, why people would forget about fruit, you know?
I think you're weird, Hampton.
Okay, that's, you are welcome.
You know what I mean? Because you try to, I'm not trying to come in aggressive. I actually told myself today I would not do this.
Okay. Are you working on being aggressive? Because you did, like, the first thing you said to me was, like, fuck you, you know? So, like, that is not.
I'm working on being less aggressive.
Yeah.
I think I got a lot of anger, because I don't know if you heard, but my parents got divorced this year.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's not like you care.
No, I'm sorry. That's really hard.
I mean, thank you.
You don't have to go too much into it, but, like, how are you feeling?
Kind of broken, kind of confused, sort of, like, lost, sort of, like, oh, this sucks, you know? I thought, maybe I'd be from, like, one of those families that stayed together, but that's okay, though. Honestly, I think it's cool. I'm trying out for the dance team this year.
That's so great.
Yeah, I think dancing, you know what they say, you put it all into dancing, you put it all on the floor, you put it all out there.
From what I hear, like, you can take a lot of emotions that you're dealing with and really, like, perform that physically, which is, like, it's, like, the best of both worlds in terms of, like, sports and, like, art, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Are you seeing, like, a therapist or, like, a family counselor or something like that? Because, like, I feel like that's really.
Not really, but I do think that's something I should look into. I was going to go to the nurse at school and ask her for some advice, so I was actually going to do that right after this, so.
Okay, I think that's a really good idea.
Thanks for asking about that.
Yeah, no, that's
pretty cool of you, considering you used to date my cousin and, like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I have much love for the whole family, you know, like, and.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Because you did come to that barbecue that one summer.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was, like, really fun.
You guys, like, welcomed me in, and it felt really cool, and I was like,
my family's cool, man.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm also hard. It's also a bummer to hear that they broke up, because I feel like they were.
They just weren't happy, you know? Sometimes people just aren't meant to be.
I mean, I get that, and, like, I sometimes wonder if that's true. That's true with, like, husband-wife, but also true with, like, parent-child. So I'm like, I feel like my dad and me, like, aren't meant to be in that way. It's like,
what?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like I shouldn't be his son, and he shouldn't be my dad, you know?
Whoa, that's actually even crazier.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say it's true, but it's certainly how I feel, and who knows if our feelings are actual truth or not, or just, like, some, like, shadows that play within our hearts, you know?
Oh my God, Hampton, that's, like, so deep. You know, I found this YouTube video that said that you're not supposed to trust your feelings because your feelings can lead you astray.
I think that's kind of true. Like, I think there's a way of taking that too far. I think you should listen to your feelings, you know, but, like, don't use your feelings to make decisions without, like, listen to them and then think about them, you know what I mean?
Well, I think what feels hard sometimes is when your feelings are happening and it feels like it's everything, and then it's hard to separate what are your feelings and what's, like, real.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Life.
Do you think that your feelings are your thoughts? Because here's what I'll say is, like, I sometimes feel like my thoughts will take over and my thoughts will then, like, push my feelings. But those thoughts that push my feelings are, like, are not actual thoughts. Do you know, they're not my thoughts. They're, like, some other, like, voices that are just, like, flowing in and out, and I'm giving them power by, like, allowing them to affect my feelings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Because you know what? I think our thoughts are affected by what's going on around us. Mm-hmm. Because, like, right now I'm really questioning if love is even real. And I know my mom and my dad love me. But if they couldn't love each other enough to stay together, then who can?
Yeah. I think... I don't know if my dad loved my mom. I think he lusted my mom.
What?
Well, I don't know. That's my mom's, like, deep. A lot younger than my dad. My dad's, like,
how
in his, like,
much?
My dad's, like, in his 70s. My mom's in, like, her 40s.
That's, like, so much.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah.
I didn't know that about you at all.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You don't talk about that much at school.
No,
nothing.
I don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you open up to me right now?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, why don't you eat fruit?
Oh, it tastes weird.
Okay.
I don't like it. It's mushy.
So you have tasted it before?
Ew, it's disgusting.
Okay, but you, so, like... Is it all fruit? Is it like an apple slice versus an apple or like a pineapple?
What? Why would I eat any of that?
Okay, so you haven't eaten any of that.
Okay, my mom has tried to make me before, but I just do not like it. The first time she made me eat it, I purposefully made myself throw up.
Really? When was this? How old were you then?
I don't know, like 8.
Weird. Did you have fruit before that? Like, or like, I'm sure you had like bananas as a kid or something like that. That's like a kid food, you know?
Maybe, but I think when I just became like aware, I was like, this crap nasty. Actually, I think I even hated bananas from when I was young.
Really?
I used to throw it off the table. I used to just, I don't like it.
That's
It tastes weird.
Okay.
Don't you think fruit tastes weird?
I think it's delicious.
What?
Yeah, I think it's great.
You might be... You know,
I love like a fresh apple. The corniest thing I do is I'll just eat a fresh apple after school. You know, like I like.
What are you on a TV show? Relax.
No. I mean, I just like it's like a nice fresh snack. I think it tastes good. Sometimes they put peanut butter on top of the apple and just take bites like that. You
I'll
know?
Eat peanut butter.
Yeah, like, but I'm talking about putting peanut butter on the apple.
It's disgusting.
It's actually good because you can do creamy peanut butter, you can do crunchy peanut butter. Even like sometimes my parents get like Nutella peanut butter.
Oh, Nutella's sick. I'll eat Nutella for days and days and days.
Yeah, well, try putting it on a friggin' apple and, like, see.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Actually, it's so good with banana, too. It's so fucking good with banana.
Banana? Yeah. What's up with banana? Why it got extra skin on it? It's weird. It's mushy as crap. There's all these little, like, you know those little extra, like, skin thingies?
Yeah, I don't like those. I don't like those extra
that's
skin things.
That's disgusting. Disgusting. What am I eating, a guy's insides? Come on.
No, I mean, no, it's just, you know, it's a organic thing. I like pineapple on pizza, to be honest.
I fuck with pizza pretty heavy, but yeah. Not pineapple.
I mean, you should actually try pineapple on pizza because it actually gives a nice little sharp sweetness to like a very savory dish that is actually very much welcomed.
Hampton, are you like 37?
No,
calm
I'm six-
down.
I'm 16.
Yeah, that's I'm
a 15. Kid can like this stuff. A kid can like being responsible. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. No, sorry.
You almost sounded like my mom yelling at me.
I'm sorry. I did not want to do that.
She gets really stressed out these days.
I'm sorry. What happened?
You know, because I think with the divorce and everything, she kind of has a short fuse with me. She just wants me to make sure I'm like being a good kid, but you know, I'm kind of like badass. I can't be controlled.
Yeah. How are you acting out at home, if I may ask?
To be honest, it's been hard to get anyone's attention because everyone's pretty busy. So I just sort of like have been keeping a low profile.
Yeah.
Sort of chilling out, sort of doing me, sort of staying in my room, working on my dances.
Right.
And twist, I'm actually producing my own beats.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. You're a musician?
I don't know. It's kind of like how Kanye started out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, but it might be hard to believe, but I can actually play guitar.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. So like I know what it means to be a musician too, and like play in a room and like
whoa,
hope no one can hear, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so freaking cool, yeah. Dude. Hey, you know, I'm laying down some new beats. Maybe I could use some guitar on it.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean,
wanna like meet up and jam sometime?
Yeah, I mean I love jamming. Like jamming's like it's awesome. Like
I love jamming, but not jam.
You don't like jam?
No, it's disgusting.
But that's like almost like candy.
No, it comes from the fruit and that's nasty.
Right, but like is it the idea that it comes from fruit, or like, have you tasted jam before? Like, it's actually really good.
What's the point? Fruit is not even cool or interesting food. It's like, if I was gonna eat a food, let's just make sure it's absolutely delicious. Like some cheese, some bread, meat, some steak and rice. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I love all that stuff, and like, you know, you heard me up top. Like, bacon is like primo donna bella to me.
Yeah, bacon's awesome.
Bacon's unreal. Do you know what I mean? Like.
What?
Like bacon's unreal. It's like a god. It's like granted. It's like God's brought like, you know, Moses brought like the tablets from God, and he also brought fucking bacon. You know, like.
Dude, it kind of sounds like you think bacon is God or something.
I don't, but I think God created the pig, and we kill the pig, and the pig make the bacon. And we eat it, and we love it, you know? It's like...
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, did you see that like Kevin Spacey video he made about when he was in character from the guy from House of Cards?
And he was like, sorry that I hooked up with your kids.
I mean, basically, well, he was sort of like, you like me being evil, you know, like, and I, in that
That's
same vein,
so crazy.
Which I thought was fucking stupid as hell, and being like, only a fucking actor would think like, you know,
I'm like 15 and I know that's messed up.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. But in the same way, like, you know, bacon's good, even if you think it's bad, you know, yeah, like,
that's creepy when you did that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out.
It actually kind of scared me. I'm in a sensitive time in my life because my family structure, mm-hmm. the nuclear family that I was promised to be the rock that would keep, you know, sort of me safe for the rest of my life is falling apart.
But you know, then that brings up the idea of other families. I guess you're talking about,
yeah.
You know, like,
I got a ton of friends. You know my four best friends.
Maybe. Who are your four best friends?
Okay, so we got Tracy,
okay.
Sarah,
okay.
Shireen, my cousin,
yeah.
And then it's Keisha.
Oh, I know Keisha. Keisha.
You know Keisha?
Yeah, because we've done the party class together. Because you know, in party
she's
class,
good at pottery.
She's really talented.
Yeah.
And like she like makes stuff that looks like the stuff that she wants to make, you know, like,
yeah, like she's like got a really good eye. I think she's gonna be an artist too.
Also, she will pick the radio for us because like she like knows she just knows good music,
cool.
And like she'll do her own Spotify playlist sometimes too.
She has great taste.
Yeah, she's cool.
Her taste actually really influences my beats that I'm producing.
Really?
Yeah, because she told me about like some old school like kind of soul stuff, and it's kind of been mixing in. And I will say. It's really freaking tight.
That's cool. And speaking of beets, do you have vegetables too?
Ew, dude.
No vegetables?
All I eat is carbs, meat, cheese, and gummy bears.
Okay, but gummy bears, okay, but here's what I'll say. Gummy bears are often fruit flavored, you know, like a cherry.
Yeah, but it's not that nasty ass consistency of some weird mealy ass fruit.
Okay, sure.
It's more delicious, sugar. It goes straight to my brain, helps me on the dance floor because I got to go up. I got to work on my dances. I got to work on my beats. I don't have time for no mealy ass fruit.
Okay, but like jelly is the
same. Sorry, you're getting me mad.
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying what you're saying right now is also true of jellies and jams. So like jellies and jams are also sugar. Jellies and jams also don't have that mealy ass flavor. Their texture is actually closer to like gummy bears.
No, it's definitely gross. It got some little like seedy things.
Some
in
doesn't
it.
Have seed. Some don't
it
have
adds,
seed.
Like, it's like, what's up with that?
Some jelly jam. Have you ever had a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Yeah, but I don't like it. I'd rather just do peanut butter marshmallow fluff, or Nutella marshmallow fluff, or just a bunch of meat and cheese.
You know what actually works though? Nutella, marshmallow fluff, and literally bacon. I'm not even making it up. Like I didn't mean for it to go back this way, but it actually works. It actually works, yeah.
Because I will ask my mom to make me that when she's like, you know, got some time.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Was she the cooker of the family?
Yeah, but you know, she's like been really busy because she's been picking up more shifts at work, and like my dad's moving out. And my dad said like, it's not going to change anything. We're still going to see each other all the time.
Okay.
But you know, it's like, he's not going to live with us.
Okay.
It's kind of not going to be the same.
Do you know who you're going to be? So you're going to be living with your mom?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to live with my mom and stuff. Me and my brother, we're going to live with my mom, and then we'll go see my dad a bunch because he's actually not moving that far.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Staying in Maryland or like?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the neighborhood like over.
Okay.
You know, what's it called? Westfield?
Yeah.
So he's living just in the one right next to Avalon.
Okay. Wow.
Which is like, Avalon's cool. They have a pool in that neighborhood.
That's great.
They have a pool.
That's great.
And like, I have guest passes. If you ever want to come, just hit me up because it's only one per day. So you have to like let me know.
Because there aren't that many pools in Rockville. You have to sort of like go in deep Potomac for that type of stuff.
No, I know. So it's like pretty tight. Yeah. It's like he's living in this sweet ass apartment and they got a pool.
Oh, it's just like in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like a pool in the backyard.
No, it's not like that.
Okay. Sorry.
That's like for rich kids who have all their parents.
Yeah, but he's an adult.
Yeah.
So. Fruit.
Yeah.
So
fuck it. Fuck that stuff.
Okay. Here's another question. Kiwi.
Ew.
Okay.
What is with the skin on it? It's fuzzy. Okay. It's like, what are you trying to pretend to be, a man?
Okay. Here's another question. OJ, aka, for those who don't know, orange juice.
Or OJ Simpson. I know I'm young, but I did see the documentary.
Okay, it was actually amazing to see that in context, to understand what he was going through as an athlete and a man of the country at that time. Really puts in the context what the whole thing was.
I disagree.
Interesting.
Are you like a man lover or whatever? Oh yeah, a misogynist.
No, I'm not a misogynist.
Well, OJ Simpson.
And by the way, I also, it's fine to like men and not love, like I'm a straight guy and like, I'm not afraid of like, I'm not afraid of guys having affection for each other. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not trying to shame any sexuality.
Okay.
Actually, like, all my friends are queer.
That's cool. I'm not queer, but I respect that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I do think men like have strength, you know, and I think it's good.
I think so too.
Okay.
My dad's been handling the divorce really well.
It's that male thing, keeping it inside, keep the emotions inside.
Yeah, I've never seen him cry.
OJ is a drink, and it's not fruit. So I'm asking, have you had that before? Like, have you drunk orange
juice? I've had some Tropicana, and I will say, okay, I'll mess with that now and then, but not regularly.
I'm guessing no pulp?
Oh, Definitely. Pulp? What is that? Did some little man take a dump in my drink?
What? That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. It has a consistency of diarrhea and the taste of a bunch of skin.
Okay. Well, I actually, to be honest, I sort of agree. I think pulp is really disgusting and nasty, and like it's like gets in your teeth. A drink should not get in your teeth.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I am sometimes concerned though about my nutrient intake, and I wonder if I will die early.
Do you take pills or vitamins?
Not really, but maybe I should start messing with those.
I think it's helpful.
If it would help my dance career, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to try out for the dance team this year, and if I don't get on, I'll kill myself.
Can I say something?
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's not the best idea to attack. Like, I love that you are taking the emotion that you're dealing with your family and like into an out external thing. I think it's really good and valuable.
Yeah.
But I would say like not hang it all on something that you can be denied from. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's like to get on a sports team, get in the play, like, you know, not getting editor in chief of the school paper. So I'm like, get on the dance team. Like, there are reasons for you not to get it that like shouldn't affect your mental health. You know, like, obviously, if you feel disappointed, you should always feel disappointed. But like, you know, I say if you are feeling that dour about not getting it, it's good to, you know, reflect on those feelings and reflect on like what that, because I'm sure you won't feel as good getting it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure like getting it won't solve your problems. So why would you use not getting it to like ruin yourself? Do you know what I mean?
Is this what therapy's like?
Yeah.
The thing is, that makes a ton of sense, Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
And I see what you're saying. And I am grown enough to understand.
Okay.
But if I don't get on, I'll kill myself. I'm just kidding.
Are you though? Because like, what am I supposed to do with it? You
know, I
like,
know. I'm sorry. Listen,
no, it's fine. It's okay.
Listen, I'm really sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Just like
listen, I'm not gonna do it. But
I understand thinking those thoughts, but not actually doing it. You know, like
if I don't get on, though, I will be disappointed.
There we go. I think that's very healthy. You know,
yeah, and maybe I'll just still dance in my backyard because my mom's house has a pretty good backyard.
You also like dance, like make videos or something like that. You know what I
mean? Whoa, that would be sick.
If you're already making beats, you might as well like.
Whoa.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe that would be an even better path. You know, I bet even Pharrell got denied.
I doubt that.
He's awesome.
Hey, what do you think of the movie James and the Giant Peach? Because there's a huge peach in
it. That's disgusting!
Right. And there's a whole song about how they all eat the peach and like...
Ew!
And they live in the...
What the crap are you doing in the peach? What are you doing in there? That's gross!
Well, I mean, the peach gets big through these magic stuff and like... So it's not like a normal peach, but it does make the peach look really good and tasty.
No, not at all. I feel bad for James and his entire friend group.
The bugs?
Yeah.
The bugs.
Although I would be friends with some bugs. They seem cool. Like, yeah. They'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, bugs are pretty cool, you know.
They're probably good dancers.
Oh, they are, actually. The caterpillar like moves really cool.
Yeah.
And like the spider woman in that, I actually think is like kind of hot.
Do you want to see a dance I've been working on?
Yeah, sure. I get it.
And the feather. Did you see the feather part?
I didn't know.
This is with my arm.
Oh, is that a feather thing?
Well,
I didn't see that as feather. I saw it as like.
Oh.
I mean, you were like sort of waving your arm around. I didn't gather.
Like kind of dainty, like a feather.
I mean, I can see that now that you say it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like falling like
it was
a feather.
Because
like,
that represents, you know what that dance was about?
No.
It's about even though when you go through hard times, you're going to float back. Find yourself and fucking kill it.
You know what? Let's end that right there because I think that is fucking incredible. I think that is like a great place to end this. Like this conversation actually got kind of dark. You know what I mean? It actually got kind of dark. it's like we're talking about fruit, but it actually got kind of dark. You know? So I think that's a really great like uplifting thing. So like, who do you think is the coolest freshman?
Probably Marsha Tompkins.
Oh, Marsha Tompkins?
Yeah, she's really good at drawing and has a very confident personality.
I don't really know. I guess You, I guess I don't really know her. I guess she's one of them. I just don't really know.
You should check out her Instagram.
She's an Insta with draw. I love following art Instagrams.
Yeah, it's Marsha_draws.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Isn't that a clever name?
Yeah, I'm gonna follow that right now.
Really good drawings. You're about to freak out. She has like watercolor pencils or some crap.
These are gorgeous.
Yeah, I think her parents must have money because she got good paper and good lighting.
Wow. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the air.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and I love you.
Thank you so much for doing that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Everything cool? Everything cool?
No, yeah. Thanks for having me, dude. Honestly, I kind of needed to get out of the house because it's been like kind of crazy, and
No,
I really appreciate it.
It's so funny. You begin with fuck you, end with I love you. That's so funny.
No, but you know we're cool, dude. Yeah, no. I always thought you were cool, even when you and my cousin didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean that like. It was probably my fault, to be honest, and so I'm sure I'm caring.
Maybe you guys weren't meant to be, whatever, but...
Maybe. I don't know.
You're freaking cool. Like,
thank
for
you.
Real, come over with your guitar sometime.
Okay, I'd love to. I also just want to know, like, we don't have to do this on the... I didn't want to do this on the air, but, like, I have an Apple.
Okay. Gross.
Yeah, no, I have an Apple, and so I just wanted to know if you wanted to just try.
What? What's your... problem, Hampton?
Just try to take a bite.
No.
Come on.
Why are you doing this to
me? Just try it, come on.
Why?
Because, like, you never actually explained that. It's weird. Like, I don't, just try it.
It's just disgusting.
It's really good. We can even put peanut butter on it.
Will you give me $5 if I do it?
Yeah, I'll give you $5.
All right, then I'll do it.
Come on.
Why are you making me do this?
I'm not. I'm giving you $5. I'm paying you to do it.
I know, I need the money.
Well, good. Then you're getting the money. Then you need it. This is all working out.
I'm gonna buy YouTube ads for my new channel.
That sounds perfect.
Wait, I don't want to eat this.
Just do it. I'll give you $10 to eat it. Okay, you can. Come on. Eat it. Eat it. Yeah, come on, chew. Yes. Yes. Chew it. Swallow it.
No.
Swallow it.
No.
Swallow it.
Okay.
Bella.
This is disgusting!
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.